and welcome to The Culture Show with me, Andy Green.
And me, Brian Spooner.
Opening the show there, Cher, with If I Could Turn Back Time. And there's a lady in the studio with us tonight who turns the clock back many, many centuries. How many centuries is it, Fiona?
Ooh, 20?
20. 20 centuries. Our guest in the studio is Fiona Forsyth, an author from Winnick. And you've written, is it four books now? Four
yes.
novels?
Yeah.
On
ancient Rome.
Ancient Rome.
First century BC, first century AD. Love it.
You love it, love it. And this is a book, or these books are something that you've wanted to write for many, many years, aren't they?
Yeah. I taught for 25 years, and every time I was doing something like A-level Latin, and you'd read a bit of history or something, and there would be something in there that made me think, I wonder why they did that. There's a story there somewhere. And when I got the chance, I thought, right, I'm going to write down all those stories.
Right. And then a novel was born.
Yeah. Mm. I found a hero. I found a real Roman family who were... they were, like, caught up in one of the worst situations you can imagine. Civil war. Nobody, nowadays, historians don't write about them. Nobody's ever heard of them, but they were real. And I thought, what must it have been like if you were a normal Roman and you had to live under Julius Caesar, or you had to fight in a civil war? You had to watch Augustus making himself emperor, bringing in one-man rule when Rome had for 500 years been a republic. What must that have felt like? And so that's what I decided they were going to do. They were going to be true republican Romans dealing with a very different situation.
Fascinating. Well, we're going to learn all about how you came to write these books, and a little bit about your story as well, Fiona, because you're not originally from Warrington, are you?
No, I was born in Dover.
Dover. But you worked in Manchester, was it, for a good while?
Yeah, once I did my degree, I looked around and realised that really I did have to become a teacher. And I went straight from teacher training to Manchester Grammar, because it had one of the biggest departments in the country for teaching Latin and Greek, which were my subjects. And absolutely loved it.
So what brought you to Warrington then?
I married the chemistry teacher. And he had a house in Birchwood. So we lived there for a couple of years, and then when Winnick Park was being built, we decided to buy one of those houses, and we've lived there for 23 years now.
Oh, so Winnick Park was the old Winnick Hospital, wasn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's why we've got all the lovely grounds and, you know, mature trees and blackberries and apple trees in the autumn.
Right, and I read, when I was reading up, preparing for the show, from your website, that you've been researching novels all your life, and your bookshelves grown with all the books you have collected.
Maybe. I don't remember writing that on my website.
Maybe it was in an interview you gave there.
Yeah.
However, what really is fascinating is the books were actually born in the Middle East. That's where you started writing your first book.
Yeah, yeah. My husband got offered a job in Qatar, and my daughter was at just the right age to move for schooling. And we said, God, if we don't do it now, we'll never do it. So we moved to Qatar, and funnily enough, there was no work for a Latin teacher. So I said, this is my opportunity, I'm going to write. So I started. I had an idea. I knew who I was going to write about and what I was going to write. Mm. And I just, I would wave goodbye to them every morning, do the housework, and then sit and write for several hours. Mm. It was brilliant.
And you've also got, as Brian and yourself were discussing off air, a theatrical background as well, as has Brian, because you both know each other.
Although, yes. Although we didn't even know we were going to meet here tonight.
I think you might have met Brian when he was playing the back end of a horse at a pantomime.
I did on one occasion, yes. Yeah.
Stockton Heath Drama School, was it on?
I do remember you in Shadowlands. Yeah, we were stalwarts of Stockton Heath. Oh, we were.
The Stockton Heath Methodist Drama Society.
Yes, yeah. In fact, next week they're doing a play about Ruth Ellis.
Oh, yeah.
And she has got a Warrington connection.
Mm. Has she?
Yes, she's got a Warrington connection, and all will be revealed. So that's in fact, we were, a few of us were out, must have been about 3 weeks ago, and we were talking about this production. One of the group is originated from Stockton Heath, was born in Stockton Heath, and literally is, what shall we say, almost a historian on Warrington and certainly south of the canal, yeah, you know, that area, and the various connections. And it turned out that a friend of a friend had actually worked for a relative of Ruth Ellis's. So,
oh, wow,
there was a Stockton Heath, well, a Warrington connection, not a Stockton Heath, but a Warrington connection.
Mm-hmm.
So that's at the Stockton Heath Methodist Drama Group on Walton Road next week. So just go on to the social media and look for Stock Ruth's Drama, and there it is.
And you'll hear the story of Ruth Ellis next week. But tonight we're going to hear the story of, well, let's see if I can pronounce this name right.
Of course.
Lucius Cestius.
Perfect.
He is one of the central characters of your book, and we'll find out more about him after this next song, which is George Harrison and All Those Years Ago.